Hello, my name is Claudia, and we're going to do our second Bible reading, Luke 2, 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men and on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Good morning. My name is Roy, and I'd like to add my welcome to our first Christmas Day service here at Shepherd Wharf Anglican. Yay! Wow! Tell me, put your hand up if you like surprises. I like surprises. Good surprises. Not jack-in-the-box surprises. No. Not Huntsman in the car surprises. No. Good surprises. Good surprises like that special present from someone who knows you really well, so it's the perfect gift. Or like that surprise visit from someone you've been longing to catch up with for ages. Or the surprise party that really has been kept a secret, with good friends and family coming from far and wide. Good surprises. Good surprises can make us feel pretty special, can't they? And what better day to be talking about good surprises than Christmas Day? Today we're opening our Bibles to Luke's Gospel and Luke's account of that first Christmas. And it's a pretty special passage. And you may be here this morning as a Christmas veteran. Maybe you've heard the real story of Christmas many times. Or maybe for you, it's all fresh and new, which is really exciting. And I hope today we can all catch something of the joy and wonder of that first Christmas as we look at this passage together. And in our passage, there are a number of surprises, good surprises, that should make us feel pretty special. Friends, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Luke's Gospel and the account of the birth of Jesus that has been preserved for us there. Father, teach us now by your word and spirit so that we can respond to your truth and join the celebration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you've got a Bible with you, it'd be great to have it open to Luke chapter 2. We're looking at verses 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. Luke very carefully links the birth of Jesus to other events in history. So while Caesar Augustus was busy issuing decrees and trying to organize his kingdom, God was organizing the birth of a far greater king. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Friends, the first surprising thing in our passage is that having told us that Jesus has been born, Luke spends the rest of his account of that first Christmas talking about the adventures of some shepherds, which means that somehow the shepherds must be important, and we need to pay careful attention to what happened to them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Today a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Wow, that is a really surprising message. Think about it. When we read the angel of the Lord, we think, okay, that's God's angel. When we read the glory of the Lord, of course, that's God's glory. So when we read the Messiah, the Lord, it can only mean one thing. The Messiah, God's chosen king, God's promised king, is God himself. Now, the people of Israel were waiting for God's promised king, the Messiah, to come. But I don't think they expected the Messiah to be God. And yet it's there. It's there in the Old Testament. It's there in the Isaiah passage that Dave read out for us earlier, where we read these words, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And so the angel was saying, rejoice, your Saviour has been born. The God King has come into the world to save his people. And friends, this is a good surprise for us, because it means we can be confident that Jesus can save us. Because Jesus is God. Jesus is God the Son. Jesus is the Saviour we need, the perfect gift from the God who knows us. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." We shouldn't be surprised that God's announcement of the birth of his Son should be spectacular. We shouldn't be surprised at all heaven bursting loose and the heavenly host rocking out praise to God. But what should surprise us is who this announcement is made to. These shepherds out in the fields. I mean, did the angels get it wrong? I told you this wasn't Jerusalem. We can get so used to the Christmas story that we stop pondering. We stop questioning. Oh, it's a nice story. Shepherds are good people. They like animals. But in the time When Jesus was born, shepherds were considered lowlifes, scum, untrustworthy, unreliable, dishonest, little better than thieves and robbers. Under Jewish law at the time, a shepherd was not allowed to give evidence in court. That's how untrustworthy they were considered to be at the time. So God sent his angel, backed by the heavenly host, to announce the birth of his son in spectacular fashion to a bunch of nobodies out in the middle of nowhere. This is like taking all the New Year's Eve fireworks and carting them out of Sydney and setting them off somewhere out the back of Goulburn or Lithgow. What's going on? Could it be because the Messiah was to be a descendant of David and King David was a shepherd before he became a king? Maybe. Could it be because Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep? Maybe. Or could it be that God decided to announce the birth of a saviour to people who knew that they needed saving? In Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 17, Jesus said these words, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Friends, this is a very good surprise for us. Jesus doesn't save us because we're good enough. Jesus saves us because we desperately need saving. And if you're here today and you know that you need saving, then the message of Christmas is the best news ever. Jesus came into the world to save sick sinners like us. Did you notice something else surprising in the passage we've looked at so far? Look with me at verse 12. "This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." So the sign that the God King has come into the world to save his people is a helpless newborn baby lying in an animal food trough. What kind of sign is that? It's a very surprising sign. It's also an amazing sign because it points to how Jesus would save us. It points forward to another time when King Jesus would be left outside the city, despised and rejected by those who had no room for him or for his message. Another time when Jesus would be humiliated, helpless, treated like a low-life criminal, like scum, and left on a cross to die for us. So friends, at the centre of every nativity scene, in every shopping centre, on every Christmas card, there is a surprising sign, an amazing sign. The baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. A reminder that God loves us so much that he sent his son to be treated like scum, so that we can be treated like members of God's family. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Can you imagine Mary and Joseph's surprise? "Who are you people? How did you find us? How did you know?" And the shepherds would be all like, "You wouldn't believe it. There was this angel." And then all heaven broke loose. Except that Mary and Joseph would have believed. They knew what it was like to be visited by angels bearing news. So friends, as far as we know, the only people that God invited to see his son on the day that he was born was these shepherds, complete strangers. What about the wise men, you may ask? Well, they're in Matthew's gospel and they came later. Judging by the way King Herod responded, Jesus could have been up to 2 years old by then. And the good surprise for us here is that God didn't treat the shepherds like scum. He treated them like family. Come and see my son. And that's really what the message of Christmas is all about. God says to everyone, all people everywhere, come and see my son. Come and become part of my family. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. God sent out two sets of messengers on that first Christmas night, the angels and the shepherds, the heavenly and the very human. And how fitting it is that the heavenly and the human should combine on the day when Jesus, the Son of God, should be born into this world as one of us. Luke finishes his passage with a range of responses. The shepherds spread the word. They couldn't wait to tell people what they had been told about this child. And everyone who heard them was amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary, well, by now nothing should surprise Mary. Mary treasured up all these amazing things and pondered them in her heart. And at the end of the passage, the shepherds went home, glorifying God, rejoicing and praising God for all the totally awesome things that they had heard and seen. Today, God continues to send out his messengers. God continues to invite people, come and see my son. Come and see that Jesus is good and loving and wise and worthy of our trust and praise. I said earlier, good surprises make you feel pretty special. Good surprises make you feel pretty special. And I hope you're feeling pretty special today to know that God loves you so much that he sent his son to save you. To know that God invites you to be part of his family. There is nothing more special than being a child of God on Christmas Day. And to everyone who comes and sees and believes and receives Jesus as their King, the Christmas message changes everything. It brings hope and love and joy and healing. It lifts up the lowly, turns nobodies into somebody, ordinary shepherds into special messengers, and lowlives into children of God. And good surprises deserve good responses. Good surprises deserve good responses. There's something really sad about a special gift that's not received. So how will you respond to the good surprises that we found in our passage today? Will you be like the shepherds and want to spread the news, spread the word, the good news about Jesus? That would be a good response. Recent events have shown us that we live in a world that desperately needs hope and love and joy and healing. People need to hear the good news about Jesus more than ever. Or maybe you'll be like Mary and treasure up and ponder these awesome things. That would be a good response. And as a church, we'd love to help you ponder. As Liz said in the church news, we're running the Christianity Explored course starting the 9th of February. If you'd like to know more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus, well, as Liz said, there's a flyer. And come and see Liz or someone else and they can help you find that flyer where you can sign up. We'll find out more about that course. Or maybe, like the shepherds at the end, you just want to party, to celebrate this good news. And that would be a very good response on this Christmas day. And as we party, as we celebrate, I encourage you to give thanks and praise to God for Jesus and for all the good surprises that are to be found in him. Friends, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you came into this world as a helpless babe. Thank you that you grew up to be the good shepherd who laid down your life for us, the sheep who have strayed. Thank you that you rose and are now seated at God's right hand with all power and authority as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that you call us to come to you. You invite us to be part of your family. Lord, fill us with all joy and send us out in the power of your Spirit to tell the world about the totally awesome things you have done, which are just as we have been told. Amen.